الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال سبحانه وتعالى في مكان آخر كل نفس ذائقة الموت صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين المكين الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the worlds. Choicest salutations, greetings and love be showered upon His beloved, our beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath His illuminous green dome in Madinatul Munawwara. I greet one and all with a universal greeting of love and peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. It is indeed the great mercy and the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed us to congregate here once again on this lovely day of Jumu'ah, and we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immensely for this. My topic of discussion on this day of Jumu'ah is in regards to death. Every single believer has to taste death. The reason I've chosen this topic today is that I think over the last few days, this whole week, I've only seen messages of people passing away after the holy month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Allah Rabbul Izzah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus and forgive them for any shortcomings. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala save them from the punishment of the grave and elevate their status, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Let us all recite together in one voice with utmost love, adab and respect in the court of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, durood wa salam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim wa sallim alayhi. Allah Rabbul Izzah beautifully states in the noble Quran, ba'da a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ويا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله أو those who believe fear Allah سبحانه وتعالى أو be Allah conscious حق تقاته according to the fulfillment of consciousness of fearing Allah سبحانه وتعالى. In other words, fulfill fearing Allah رب العزة in His complete manner. Subhanallah. Not just to fear Allah, but to fear Allah in His complete form, subhanallah. So this actually covers totality. It covers completion of remembering Allah Rabbul Izzah, of being in each point of life and remembering that Allah Rabbul Izzah is my creator. If I am doing anything right, alhamdulillah. If I'm doing something wrong, then it's time for me to fear my creator and be conscious that Allah Rabbul Izzah is watching over me on each step of my life, and I need to make a positive change to become a better person. Subhanallah. And Allah Rabbul Izzah went forward in this ayah, in this verse, where He says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And Allah Rabbul Izzah has placed a ta'keed and emphasis on the noon, where He says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ Tunna means do not die or do not pass away. So with the akid, and make sure that you do not die. Illa wa antum muslimun, except that you are in the condition of being a Muslim while you pass away. Subhanallah. So what is the ta'akid? Therefore, the ta'akid or the emphasis, what is it in this ayah? For what reason? Allah Rabbul Izzah, when He says do not die or do not pass away except that you are in the condition of iman, let us put it into easy English, only pass away while you are in a state of iman and as a Muslim. Subhanallah. This is what Allah Rabbul Izzah is placing emphasis upon. In other words, in your entire life,
make sure to safeguard your iman and your Islam on in every single point of life, in every single condition of life, in every place you are. Always remember, your deen is Islam, you are a Muslim, you should do all that what a Muslim does. Do not get taken away, or do not get engrossed in those things which Muslims do not do. Always remember your identity as a Muslim. Subhanallah. And this is basically coming back to basics. You know, reading our kalima, performing our salah, reading the noble Quran, being good to others, remembering what is halal and what is haram, only consuming or being engaged in that which is halal and staying away from that which is haram. Allahu Akbar. No such thing as halal friendly, because when you say halal friendly, then you are joining the haram part, and then that becomes haram unfriendly. So let us not engage in something like that. Perhaps we go to a non-Muslim restaurant and we say, no, I'm only eating the chips because it is made of potato. But what about what oil it was fried in? Do we know? We don't know. Perhaps there's pork there. Perhaps there's non-halal meat that was prepared in the same oil. We don't know what happens behind the scenes. And this is called cross-contamination. We have to be very careful of this, my dear Islamic brothers. Very, very important. The question we should ask ourselves, example, if we shouldn't, but if we go to such an establishment, am I ready to put all my good deeds, my iman, my Islam on the line? Am I ready to risk it for the sake of fulfilling my desire? No, I am not ready for that. So do not consume such type of meals, or do not even enter such establishments. Stick to what is halal. In our day and time, there are many options. Subhanallah. You know, there are many halal restaurants, there are many halal takeaways, there are many halal shops. Let us, inshallah, azza wa jal, be very careful. So, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And only pass away would having your Islam and your Iman intact. Only pass away in the condition of being a Muslim. Subhanallah. So this specific ayah, if you have to take it and explain it, you can spend lots of time explaining it to somebody, because there are different angles that a person can look at it from. Subhanallah. So the translation is, O believers, all praise is to Allah, the one who gives life and causes death, right? O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and die not except in the state of Islam. In other words, leave this dunya as a Muslim, subhanallah. And when we pass away, it's very difficult for us to read our kalima at times. Shaitan might come and perhaps tell us not to read the kalima, or he could make us stubborn perhaps, or maybe put a negative thought in our mind. This is why our ulama-i kiram have taught us, when a person is on their deathbed, we should not tell them to read the kalima, but we should read the kalima loudly in their presence. Subhanallah. We should prompt each person around us to read the kalima. We read the kalima so that automatically the person who is on their deathbed recites the kalima. Subhanallah. So let us remember this, inshallah, azza wa jal. When we go to visit a sick person who is in sakarat, who is in the last moments of life on this earth, let us recite the kalima loudly so that they may also recite it and leave this dunya. You know how important it is to pass away from this dunya reading the kalima? This is extremely important, whereby a person leaves the dunya with the kalima, and he leaves the dunya as a Muslim. So inshallah azza wa jal, let us be those who prompt to recite the kalima, not to the deceased, but to those around us, inshallah azza wa jal. Allah Rabbul Izzah mentions in Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 8, الله يعلم ما تحمل كل أنثى وما تغيض الأرحام وما تزداد وكل شيء عنده بمقدار. الله سبحانه وتعالى knows what every female carries and what the wombs decrease and increase, and all things are with him in due measure. In other words, Allah Rabbul Izzah knows when a person is about to be born, and Allah Rabbul Izzah grants the amount of rizq, the amount of sustenance to that specific human being who will be born, subhanallah. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the full knowledge of the amount of years we will spend on this earth. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Rabbul Izzah sustains us accordingly. And this is our iman and this is our faith, subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Izzah beautifully states in another ayah of the noble Quran in Surah Al-Qasas, verse 77, وَابْتَغِ فِيهِمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, seek through that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the home of the year after, and do not forget your share of this world, and do good as Allah has done good for you, subhanallah. So in other words, we do not get fully engrossed and lost in the love for this dunya, but at the same time we must not forget our portion of the dunya, subhanallah. In other words, if you are a businessman, or for example, if you own different properties or assets or vehicles, there's nothing wrong with that. But also we should do our share for the year after. In other words, uplift the deen. Try to assist in works of the deen. Give as much charity as you can. Assist other people. Assist Islamic projects so that you can see Islam growing even more, subhanallah. By doing so, Allah Rabbul Izzah assist you in your business. Allah Rabbul Izzah assist you in your property, in your family, in your assets, subhanallah. You can also assist the masjid by contributing generously. And for this, Allah Rabbul Izzah, imagine all the people that come to the masjid and they use the water to make wudu. The people come and they use the musalla to perform salah. The people recite from the noble Quran. How much of reward you are getting, subhanallah. So let us not forget our part of the dunya, meaning enjoy in the halal way. You have a vehicle, subhanallah. You have a house, subhanallah. You have a business, subhanallah. But at the end of the day, we must also be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. At the end of the day, we must share with others. At the end of the day, we must be charitable. In the end of the day, we must invest in good Islamic projects, subhanallah. And with that being told, we need to look after our employees and run our business in the best way possible so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can become happy with us, subhanallah. The beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a beautiful hadith, يَهْرَمُ بْنُ آدَمُ وَتَشِبُ مِّنْهُ اثْنَانَ الْحِرْسُ عَلَى الْمَالِ وَالْحِرْسُ عَلَى الْعُمَرُ. So the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in Bukhari Sharif these beautiful hadith where the son of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, he grows old, but two things remain young in him. Number one, the desire for life. And number two, the desire for wealth. This always remains in a person, no matter what your age may be, whether you are young or whether you're old. A person always has these two desires, that kaash ki meri zindagi lambi ho jaye. I hope that I live for a very long time, subhanallah. And you know, sometimes kaash ki mere paas bahut maal ho. Kaash ki main millionaire ban jao. We make these intentions and we have this wish and this tamanna that I hope to have lots of wealth. Allahu Akbar. I hope to have lots of wealth. But you know, my dear respected elders, brothers, youngsters in Islam, sometimes it's dangerous to have lots of wealth because we don't know what to do with it. So we should think in our mind like this, Subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Izzah knows best my time for me to get wealth and in my time to get a long life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Subhanallah. We should leave it to Allah Rabbul Izzah, and would that work with the circumstances that we have? Subhanallah. And by working with what we have and making things work, this actually is a sign of showing gratitude and appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So two things always remain young in a person. That is the hope or the wish or the desire for life. See, when you make dua, oh Allah, please grant me long life. Also make dua, oh Allah, grant me long life with health. Imagine you have a long life but you don't have health. Allahu Akbar, you'll be suffering. A person makes dua, oh Allah, please give me wealth. Then you should make a dua to add with that, oh Allah, please grant me wealth with the quality of having appreciation. Subhanallah. Oh Allah, please grant me wealth and also assist me to thank you and to use the wealth in the best way possible. These are the du'as that we should add to that. We should remember quality over quantity. It's also important, subhanallah. So Allah Rabbul Izzah, take goodness from us, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a beautiful hadith, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, which I will now conclude with. مَا ذِئْبَانِ جَائِعَانِ أُرِسِلَا فِي غَنَمٍ بِأَفْسَدَ لَهَا مِنْ حِرْسِ الرِّجْلِ الْمَالِ وَالشَّرَفْ لِدِينِهِ. The beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif and Musnad Ahmad, two hungry wolves sent among a flock of sheep are no more destructive to them than a person's greed for wealth and status to his religion. So the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us an example. If you have a flock of sheep and you have two very destructive wolves, if you have to send them into this flock of sheep, they will definitely kill them and finish them off. Allahu Akbar. So the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us a comparison. Now these two, what is that? Greed for wealth and greed for life, you know, greed. We shouldn't be greedy, but we should also be thankful. Sometimes we are allowed to make these du'as. Oh Allah, please grant us this. But we must also add to it other good du'as, you know. So Allah Rabbul Izzah, grant us understanding for us to make the correct du'as. We can't just say, oh Allah, please give me life. Oh Allah, please give me wealth. But we should add the good du'as to it, you know. And Allah Rabbul Izzah, grant us the ability of understanding this. You know, my dear respected elders, brothers, youngsters in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzah blessed us with the day of Eid, which has just passed us. And you know, it's something that we must thank Allah Rabbul Izzah that we are still alive, and we should make shukr for that. And with that, we should not forget our six nafil fast of the holy month of Shawwal, which is also important. You know, we are probably in the first 10 days of Shawwal, and we must not forget now. You see, the six fast of Shawwal, generally the awam, the normal people, would start it from the second of Shawwal and so forth. But it can also be kept in, what can we call it, in seclusion, or we can isolate each fast. We can keep it according to our ability. Six nafil fasts of the holy month of Shawwal. The thawab that is given to us, which is mentioned in a hadith by the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you fast the entire month of Ramadan and then the six fast of Shawwal, you get the thawab of fasting for a full year. Subhanallah. So this is, I mean, you know, we all like rewards. We go to different garages with our rewards cards. We go to different shops. Subhanallah. We like to enjoy in these rewards. So let us also, inshallah azza wa jal, work towards our akhirah. Fast these six fasts as well, inshallah azza wa jal, is so easy. We just fasted the holy month of Ramadan and gained the thawab. For those that have missed fast during the holy month of Ramadan, let us use these days of Shawwal to keep our qada fast, inshallah azza wa jal. Allah Rabbul Izzah, take goodness from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us for any shortcomings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant all the marhumin maghfirah and jannatul firdaus. Allah Rabbul Izzah, grant shifa'i kamil wa ajil to all those who are sick or unwell throughout the globe in the Muslim Ummah of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Rabbul Izzah, grant relief to all the Muslimin who are suffering throughout the globe, especially in Palestine. The genocide has not stopped. Allah Rabbul Izzah, make it easy for them and grant them help from the unseen, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, as soon as possible. Today what we have learned, number one, make shukar. Number two, we've learned that death can come at any time. We should remember death every single day of our lives, and we make dua for those that have passed away from this dunya. Allah Rabbul Izzah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus and their maghfirah. You know, some people passed away just after the holy month of Ramadan. Look at their status. They spent the entire month of Ramadan fasting and so forth, and just after the holy month of Ramadan they have passed away. Subhanallah. It almost seems as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept them alive to witness the holy month of Ramadan, and then they have passed away. These people are so lucky. Allah Rabbul Izzah accept from them and from us the good actions that were done in the holy month of Ramadan and beyond, inshallah azza wa jal. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghul mubin. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair to Maulana Ahmad Sirajuddin for the beautiful Jummah discourse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq and hidayah. Brothers and sisters, the last week's Jummah collection was 1,310 rands, plus I had two EFTs. See, the total, the two EFTs were 1,600 rand. The total was 2,910 rand. Total collection for the four Jummas during the month of Ramadan was 13,042 rand. 13,040 rand. And alhamdulillah, I have received a pledge just shortly, and that total brings up to 14,542. And my target I set and I mentioned to you all was 15,000. So alhamdulillah, we are just a few hundred rand short. But shukr to all who have made the contribution. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all abundantly. Salah change on Monday, which is the 7th April 2025. Fajr Azan 5:15, Salah 5:30, 5:15, 5:30, Asr 16:30, 16:45, 16:30 Azan, Salah 16:45, and Isha Azan 19:15, and Salah at 19:30. Brothers and sisters, the good news is lunch is back on the table as from this Jummah. So for the next 11 months, alhamdulillah, you will enjoy three meals a day. Jazakallah, you will now read your sunnah.